We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
No sports, no rock, no information for mindless chatter. We're your station.
Stand by for news.
News on the mark.
Newsroom in New York.
You have tuned in turn on the news, the weekly newscast from the radio network, with all the radio coverage of the radio. Now with computerized news readers, with fewer meddling humans, and more aggregated reporting and automated music. Tune in turn on the news each week for the latest news, radio art, and more from our robot reporters, making sure you hear both sides, good and evil, every time you turn on the news.
And then I just, there's good news.
These are dangerous times.
Suddenly, everything has changed.
The midterm election. It's that time in American politics where the voters get to send their order back to the kitchen because they don't like how it tastes. Too much inflation.
On the eve of the midterm elections, the Republican Party has made their agenda crystal clear. If they regain power, they will once again thrust our government into chaos while subverting future elections to cement permanent Republican rule. And they've also made clear that Donald Trump is still and will remain the leader of their party, and that they will march in lockstep behind him if they win.
It's election season, the most wonderful time of the year. And on this election eve, you can enjoy all your favorite midterm election music with A Very Merry Midterms. You'll hear all the classics like
Have Yourself a Gerrymandered District.
I'm dreaming of a white turnout.
I saw Mommy kissing Herschel Walker. Then we gave her 700 bucks.
It's beginning to look a lot like fashion.
And so many more.
Oh, QAnon, Joe Biden is a
Here comes Dr. Oz, here comes Dr. Oz, talking about crudity.
Order today and get a free copy of How the Grinch Stole Democracy.
All my windows, rocks falling.
Republican midterm ads or listen to Republicans talk, they pretend that they're focused on issues like crime or gas prices or inflation. Dr. Mehmet Oz, the GOP candidate for Senate in Pennsylvania, tried to highlight gas prices by posting this incredibly bizarre picture of himself standing under a sign showing gas prices at a Sheetz convenience store on the side of the road in Altoona, just hanging out under a gas station sign, you know, like ordinary Americans do. So stoic, too. He looks like a car dealership tube man after he quit caffeine. When you press Republicans for specifics on what they would actually do if they win, they don't really have any. That's what happened when Florida Senator Rick Scott, who's in charge of taking back the Senate for Republicans this year, went on Meet the Press and was asked if he could name a bill Republicans would pass that President Biden might actually sign into law. And instead, he just repeated a bunch of lazy Republican slogans.
All right, let's assume you've got the majority. I'm going to take you at your word. You're going to get the House, you're going to get the Senate. What's the first bill a Republican Congress sends to the president's desk that you actually think he would sign?
I think the issues we've got to deal with inflation, so we've got to figure out how to spend our money wisely so we don't continue this inflation. I think we've got to do whatever we can to get this crime rate down, so I think we have to look at that. We've got to secure the border. So I think those are things that we have to focus on.
Yeah, but none of those are bills. We can all name issues. You know, we're asking for solutions. When you go to the doctor, he doesn't just point out a bunch of that's wrong with you and leave. So once again, Republicans are making promises they obviously have no intention of keeping. How many times do we have to go through this dance with the GOP before we learn that they're lying? Remember when they did the same thing with Obamacare for almost an entire decade? They said Obamacare had to be repealed, that it was their number one priority, and that they had a solution that would be so much better and cost so much less and give everyone great health care. Remember when Trump said all of this?
We are coming up with something that I believe will be very good. Bill that's going to be a phenomenal bill. We're going to have something that's going to be much more understood and much more popular than people can even imagine. This will be a plan where you can choose your doctor. This will be a plan where you can choose your plan. And you know what the plan is? This is the plan. This is a great bill. This is a great plan. And this will be great health care.
You're going to have such great health care at a tiny fraction of the cost. And it's going to be so easy.
As usual with Trump, he couldn't stop overpromising. It's one thing to lie and say you have a plan when you don't. It's another to say that non-existent plan you don't have is the greatest plan to ever exist in the history of civilization.
This plan is so amazing, you're going to get everything, perfect health care, completely free. And if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. You can keep him in your basement, chained to a wall. They'll be there 24/7 to serve your medical needs. The doctors don't like it, but you're going to love it. You're going to love it.
Trump was, of course, lying, just like the rest of the Republican Party. When it came time to actually pass a bill to replace Obamacare after nearly a decade of empty promises, they freaked out like a hungover college freshman waking up in his dorm room at 6 a.m. with a blank piece of paper stuck to his face. Oh, this is due in an hour. Oh, let's see, what do I have so far? This will be a thesis where you can choose your thesis and you know what the thesis is. This is the thesis. The same thing. It's just playing out all over again, except this time, all the lies and empty promises are concealing something much more nefarious. And that is the real reason Republicans want power, so they can rig future elections and install permanent one-party rule. And that's not just me saying that. Republicans are saying that. They are saying it in public, out in the open, for everyone to hear. The GOP candidate for governor in Wisconsin, Tim Michels, who is in a dead heat with the Democratic incumbent, Tony Evers, said at a campaign stop last week, Republicans will never lose another election in Wisconsin after I'm elected governor. That wasn't even a secret confession caught on hidden camera at a private event. He said that at a public campaign stop. It used to be that when you caught politicians confessing to something scandalous, it would be on grainy black and white footage from a motel security camera. Now they just yell it into a microphone like Michael Buffer before a boxing match. Let's get ready for fascism! The point is, the thing that really motivates Republicans is not the cost of living or gas prices or any of that stuff. It's election denialism. Trump's big lie about the 2020 election is now the beating heart of conservative ideology. It's their single obsessive focus and the thing that galvanizes them. As you can see from a rally Trump held in Miami last night for Florida Senator Marco Rubio, where the crowd actually chanted with Trump when he claimed the 2020 election was stolen. And by the way, just for the record, what you're about to hear from Trump, as if you even needed to hear me say this, is complete and utter nonsense.
Just this week, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court ruled in effect that I was 100% right and the 2020 presidential election in Pennsylvania was riddled with ballots that should never have been counted, far more than necessary to win. They stated that big things that took place in 2020 presidential election in Pennsylvania were not allowed. They weren't allowed to do it. Now, they did it anyway, but they weren't allowed. But they refused the court to invalidate the election. Instead, in the future, they say. That's true. That's true. By a lot.
You know how when you read Supreme Court opinions, they always use language like big things took place that were not allowed? You can read all about it in Trump v. Bad Guys, Nasty Guys. But that's what really gets Republicans going. You can notice they're not chanting solve inflation or balance the budget. Also, in general, whenever an angry mob is chanting something, you want a politician who will try to calm them down, not respond by saying that's true. When the townsfolk showed up with torches and pitchforks to kill Frankenstein, Trump probably would have been there saying, you know what? You guys are right. We have to kill that giant green monster. We got to kill him with the bolts in his neck. Personally, I've always been more of a Dracula fan. We love Dracula, don't we? We love Dracula. I met him during a presidential visit to Transylvania. I was there. He came up to me, big guy, tough guy, tears pouring up his face because he was hanging by his feet like a bat. So the tears were dripping from his eyes, down his forehead, onto the floor. It was very special. He said to me, Mr. Trump, sir, I want to suck your blood. And I said, Dracula, you remind me of my son. Although, my favorite crowd chant during that rally came when Trump was ranting about his first impeachment, the one where he tried to extort Ukraine to help him cheat in the 2020 election, and he attacked one of the lead impeachment managers, Congressman Adam Schiff.
So the speech he made was total, you know what? I won't use it because my wife always says, she always says, darling, don't use the word bull, so I'm not going to use it. Telling you, first lady. Don't use that word.
Wow, you guys are the coolest kids in fifth grade. We got a substitute teacher today. Let's all chant bull and see if he cries. But Trump remains obsessed with the election and with his two impeachments, which is why Republicans have made it clear that one of the first things they'll do if they get back in power is use Congress to investigate their political enemies, impeach various cabinet officials like Merrick Garland, prosecute Dr. Anthony Fauci, and even impeach Biden himself, which has led former President Barack Obama to add a little comedy routine to his stump speech about how ridiculous that is.
They're on record. If they get control of Congress, they will spend the next 2 years investigating President Biden and their political opponents. That's all they want to do. They see it as payback. Some of them have said they're going to impeach President Biden. Now, they're not sure why. They're not sure what for yet, but apparently that's beside the point.
Anyway, that's what Republicans are going to do. They're going to use the levers of power for political retribution and to plunge our government and our economy into crisis after crisis after crisis. Again, this isn't a weird conspiracy theory I made up. This is all just stuff they've said themselves in public. They went to impeach Biden and his cabinet, investigate Fauci, pass the national abortion ban, hold the debt ceiling hostage to force cuts to Social Security and Medicare, which, among other things, could potentially detonate our economy. That's all stuff they've said on the record. It will be the Trump era over and over again. Nonstop crisis, nonstop chaos, nonstop. But most important of all, they want to use their positions in key states across the country to rig future elections and cement one-party Republican rule. Like the GOP candidate for Secretary of State in Nevada, Jim Marchant, who openly said he and other pro-Trump secretaries of state around the country will make sure that Trump wins no matter what in 2024.
We have something in common. President Trump and I lost an election in 2020 because of a rigged election. And when I'm Secretary of State of Nevada, we're going to fix it. And when my coalition of Secretary of State candidates around the country get elected, we're going to fix the whole country. And President Trump is going to be president again in 2024.
Once again, they're just admitting their plans to steal the 2024 election in advance. Seriously, what else do we have to do to get people to pay attention to this? It's very possible the Democrats will lose seats, since historically that always is what happens to the party in power. In fact, it would be very normal and maybe even unremarkable if it weren't for the fact that Republicans want to subvert the system to ensure that they never lose power again. That's their plan, and we know that's their plan because they've said that's their plan. It's a plan
where you can choose your plan. And you know what the plan is. This is the plan.
Because these days, it often feels like our politics are in the upside down. We're calling tonight Stranger Midterms 2022. Though, we're running up that hill.
Oh, yeah.
We're running up that hill. Though the GOP is picking up seats in the House, so far, it does not look like a red wave.
Democrats are nervous right now because they've got a lot stacked up against them in this election. Inflation is high, crime is up, pickleball is taking over for some reason. And all of that is sending Democrats into full-on panic mode.
President Biden is warning that American democracy is at risk, but it may not be enough to stop a red wave tomorrow night.
Perhaps a pink trickle. They should really have that checked out.
That's not a red wave. That's nothing like a red wave.
Nope.
That could end up being enough for Republicans to get a small House majority, maybe a modest House majority, depending on how you define it. But that is a very competitive map in which a lot of Democrats in frontline districts scratched and clawed their ways to victory.
Republican election deniers out there are on ballots in 48 of the 50 states, making up a majority of this year's GOP nominees. And if any of them are elected to Congress, that's going to make the next insurrection real awkward. Hang myself! Hang myself! Now, one of the biggest races that everyone has been watching is in Georgia between Raphael Warnock and Herschel Walker. And right now, they are neck and almost entirely neck. It is so tight. It's still tight? Is it still a tight race? It is so tight, this race could be decided by a margin of error of plus or minus Herschel Walker's secret children. In the Florida governor's race, Democrat Charlie Crist has been defeated by MAGA wannabe and 2024 hopeful Ron DeSantis. And now, in accordance with Florida law, Charlie Crist will be forced on a plane and flown to Martha's Vineyard. In midterms, the presidency is not on the ballot tonight, so we're primarily focused on control of the House and the Senate. The Republicans only need a net gain of one seat in the Senate and five seats in the House. Don't know what's going to happen, but here's what we do know. There are two possible outcomes tonight. Either the Democrats will get more votes and keep the Congress, or the Democrats will get more votes and lose the Congress. That's the way our government works. Chances look especially good for Republicans in the House, as 538 gives them an 84% chance of taking control. Now, to arrive at that Republican advantage, pollsters asked a lot of questions, but the one I'd like to answer it is, has anyone heard of January 6th? Remember when the folks who got elected today supported a violent attack on our government? Did people forget the zip ties, the shaman with the horns, the beating up of the cops, the calls to hang the vice president? Am I missing anything?
The poo-poo.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Speaker. Now, if the Democrats lose the House, Nancy Pelosi will be replaced by Kevin McCarthy, a guy who is on tape after January 6th asking for the ex-president to be removed from office. But instead, 3 weeks later, he removed his own balls and hand-delivered them to Mar-a-Lago. If McCarthy is elected Speaker, one of the first things on his party's agenda is revenge on the January 6th committee. They plan to subpoena members of the Select Committee, particularly Liz Cheney.
But even though the 2022 election isn't over yet, it looks like the 2024 campaign might already be underway. According to reports, Donald Trump is planning to announce another run for president as soon as the midterms are over. Yeah, but he's gonna wait for the midterms first. Because he wants to do the responsible thing and see if his election deniers get into power so they can steal the election for him. He's waiting. It's good. And even though he hasn't officially announced that he's running yet, Trump is already taking shots at some of his rivals in the GOP.
Donald Trump, meanwhile, and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis held competing rallies in the state of Florida yesterday. While Trump urged Floridians to vote for DeSantis in his race against Democrat Charlie Crist, the former president also took a swipe at the governor as a potential 2024 opponent.
We're winning big, big, big in the Republican Party for the nomination like nobody's ever seen before. Let's see, there it is, Trump at 71, Ron DeSanctimonious at 10%, Mike Pence at 7. Oh, Mike's doing better than I thought.
Yeah, I thought he'd be dead by now. I guess there's always next time. He's doing better.
DeSanctimonious? Really, DeSanctimonious? Yeah, there's nothing voters like more than insults from a word-a-day calendar. Let's get bellicose. DeSantis is a pusillanimous sycophant. Incarcerate him aloft. Incarcerate him aloft.
Ron DeSanctimonious. Yeah, you saw that, breaking out a classic Trump nickname? I mean, at least we think it was a nickname. It could have just been Trump trying to say DeSantis. You know him. DeSanctimonious. And what makes the story even better is that apparently Trump has been privately testing nicknames for Ron DeSantis. Yeah. Which is amazing to me. The man is at a meeting with his team of lawyers, and he's like, all right, enough of all the ways that I could go to jail. What do you guys like better, Ron DeSanctimonious or Ron DeShed? Which one? Right now, it looks like a Trump versus DeSantis feud is breaking out into the open. And you know, usually when two men fight in Florida, it's at a Margaritaville at 1 a.m. But this is a lot more high stakes, which is probably why a lot of Republicans are upset with Trump for going after DeSantis. Yeah, because they're like, what are you doing? We love Ron DeSantis. He's our guy. And Trump is like, yeah, I know. That's why I hate him. Because you see, people don't realize that's the one thing Trump hates more than anything, is anyone having what he thinks should be his spotlight. That might be the thing that destroys the Republican chances in 2024. Donald Trump cannot stand not being the center of attention. Yeah, I bet he got jealous when his kids were born, you know? He's like, congratulations, it's a boy. He's like, I'm also a boy, and I've been a boy much longer. So long, many people in Knoxville saying the best boy of all time.
DeSantis campaign just released an ad that implies that DeSantis was chosen by God. It's subtle. See if you can catch it.
And on the eighth day, God looked down on his planned paradise and said, I need a protector. So God made a fighter.
Yes. God made a fighter. He made Eve from Adam's rib and Ron DeSantis from Adam's taint. But not fair. That's not nice. That's not nice. Why did I say that? But hear me, O audience. It gets worse.
God said, I need somebody willing to get up before dawn, kiss his family goodbye, travel thousands of miles for no other reason than to serve the people.
Oh, my Lord. Ron DeSantis, more like Ron DeSanctimonious. Damn! It is a good nickname.
Government should have no say in what goes on in my private business. And it's the business of local political leaders to say what goes on in your privates. Alex Jones should never have been sued by parents for just saying words about gun deaths. And Joe Biden should be sued by Kyle Rittenhouse for just saying words about gun deaths. Women who pay for abortions should be sent to jail. And men who pay for abortions should be sent to the Senate. Joe Biden's policies make him responsible. And our lack of policies makes us irresponsible. I mean, not responsible.
No, I don't take responsibility at all.
It's a crazy weather hoax used by the left to get money. And can we have another $1 billion in disaster relief because of this crazy weather? Telling children that gay people exist is left-wing hate. And telling children God will torture them for eternity if they're one of them is right-wing love. It hurts America to even talk about bad things in its past. And it helps America to only talk about bad things in its present. It violates my personal freedom to be forced to bring my cake to weddings. And it doesn't violate your personal freedom to be forced to bring your father's baby to term. Donald Trump taught me that boycotts against any company are for liberal conformists who can't handle free speech. And I liberally conform to boycotts of any company that freely speaks against Donald Trump. Fire any football player who even slightly disrespects the American flag. And I like to wave my F. Joe Biden American flag while wearing a Stars and Stripes bikini in a pickup with a set of star-spangled metallic testicles dangling from the hitch, y'all. How dare Facebook ban the lies and posts I've written? And how dare your kids read the truth in books I've banned? America is the greatest country on earth. And America is an international joke in godless decline and full of pedophiles, socialists, and criminals. Hillary Clinton should be locked up for having no classified documents on her private server. And Donald Trump should be forgiven for having scores of classified documents on his public floor.
Preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.